As we remember events of 1976 on our virtual journey, we travelled to the first of the churches in Bolting Glass group, and the only one of them in County Carlow, namely Rathvilly. And there are interesting associations with the church and associated buildings and history around Rathvilly, as well as the church itself, distinctively lengthy. There's not far away at the other side of the village, the Bock, the old Disraeli school, where long ago an uncle of mine was headmaster when it functioned as a school, where governors still meet to this day to apportion endowments for educational purposes associated with it. And also the Bock was one of those places of focal gathering for youth activity in that part of the diocese, and we remember all involved in such ministry in all its variety all over the southeast among us. 1976. On July the 21st, I was on holiday with my family in West Cork, having just sat my intermediate certificate, when news came through of the assassination by a car bomb in Dublin of Christopher Ewart Biggs, the British ambassador. Also killed was a young civil servant accompanying him named Judith Cook. This was one of the worst of incidents in the Troubles, and goodness knows there were countless other gruesome ones. Even at the worst of times, ambassadors are supposed to enjoy a certain immunity. An attack upon diplomacy is always an attack upon the foundations of peace. And this event hadn't happened in the borderlands or in Belfast. It had happened near the ambassador's residence on a leafy, semi-rural South Dublin road, territory hitherto undisturbed where I was used to riding my bicycle. Some weeks later, I cycled simply to look at where they had filled in the huge crater on the road caused by the explosion. Other people were there too. They looked on in silence. A picture in the Irish Times caught the public mood. The two coffins, covered in Union flags, had been placed in a British military aircraft at Baldonnell. Before the plane left for England, Garrett Fitzgerald, then our Minister for Foreign Affairs, boarded the plane and stood with head bowed, looking distraught at the two coffins. It was a moment of national shame as well as of grief. It's all a long time ago, but these things need to be remembered. Life and politics have moved on in many ways so wonderfully, but I do worry that those who were not alive in the days of the Troubles can easily become blinkered about the past. The past remains our most difficult challenge in Ireland, and one does not have to be burdened by it in order to respect it. Ewart Biggs' widow Jane did marvellous work promoting reconciliation and peace studies, and how to build peace is something that still requires work and study, and its presence cannot be assured. Today, the Lewis tram glides near the Sandyford stop known as Glencairn. That's just beside the bomb site itself, and when I occasionally travel on the tram to this day, the quiet swish of the coach invariably gives way in my imagination to a great and cruel explosion.